Next patient is Tanya, T-A-N-Y-A, Palmer, P-A-L-M-E-R. Today is the 12th. She was born 10-23-62. Chief complaint, cough. Number two, congestion. Next number is history of COVID. Next, COVID symptoms. Next number, history of coronary artery disease. Next was myocardial infarction, 10 of 21. Next number, blood thinner Eliquis because of myocardial infarction. Next number, history of diabetes. Next number, blood sugar today was 80. Next number is hypertension controlled. Next number, strong family history of coronary artery disease. Next number is history of TIA with carotid stenosis. Next number, extensive history of COPD and smoking, does not smoke at this time. Our patient is a 59-year-old woman, married 20 years, was celebrating her anniversary in Austin, Texas. I'm sorry? Okay. Where she developed cough, congestion, fever, sore throat, leg pain, arm pain, and multiple other symptoms. Patient subsequently came home to Houston and is now here for evaluation period. In the paragraph, she does have positive COVID-19 along with above mentioned symptoms and leg pain, nausea, vomiting, arm pain, neck swelling, lymphadenopathy, and vertigo period. Family history, mom died of coronary artery disease, dad died of lung cancer. Married 20 years, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink anymore, not working at this time, under social, pregnant twice. Immunization, doesn't believe in COVID immunization, medical problems, hypertension, diabetes, arthritis, thyroid problems, myocardial infarction, surgery, cholecystectomy, left-sided heart stent, placement, carpal tunnel surgery, shoulder surgery, rotator cuff repair, gastric bypass. Medication includes metformin, trazodone, cholesterol medication, Ozempic, O-Z-E-M-P-I-C, omaprazole, Eliquis, generic, ramipril, R-A-M-I-P-R-I-L, oxycodone for pain, progesterone. Review of system, essentially the same as above. Patient's allergy, tetracycline, Lipitor. On exam, patient weighs 150 pounds. She's in no distress, 100%, 98.4, 16, 72, 116 over 72. Patient is very set in her ways. For example, she did not want x-ray today. And recently she fired her primary care physician, by the way. Heart, positive, small positive, two. 2 over 6 is soggy, jerks, remember, lungs, few bronchi, but no rounds or wheezing. Abdomen is soft, but generalized tendon is noted. Neck shows no JVD, positive lymphadenopathy. Skin shows no rash, lower extremity shows trace edema, neurological non-focal. Patient appears pale, but not septic. Assessment, COVID-19 is positive. Number 2, treat COVID-19 with Rocephin, 8 gram now, Decadron, 8 milligram now, Z-Pak, Medval, dose pack. Along with Bromfed, patient is already on aspirin and vitamin D. Next number, because of history of vertigo, we looked at a carotid, which she does have calcification throughout the carotid, but no hemodynamically unstable lesion. Next number, echocardiogram shows a good ejection fraction of 58%, otherwise within normal limits. Next number, abdominal ultrasound shows absent gallbladder, of course, and mild fatty liver, otherwise within normal limits. Next number, we looked at upper and lower extremity. No sign of DVT was found. Next number, continue with current medication. Next number, mild carotid stenosis noted. As previously stated, patient knew about this from October of last year. Next number is leg pain and arm pain. It appears to be secondary to patient's COVID-19 infection. Next number is metformin is helping with a blood sugar of 80. Next number is, because the blood sugar is controlled, I feel comfortable treating the patient with a Z-Pak and the Medrol dose pack, as well as Rocephin and Decadron. Next number is, we'll check blood sugar at home. Next number is, we'll continue with current medication. Next number is, we'll stay true to her medication. Next number is, we'll come back for follow-up. Next number is, patient is a candidate for gamma globulin. Next number is, I'm sorry, monoclonal antibodies. Next number is, refer patient to Methodist for monoclonal antibody and or hospital in town. Patient hasn't decided where she wants to go, but nevertheless has a prescription in order to proceed receiving the monoclonals ASAP today. Thank you.